you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 20th.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's word is bloviate, spelled B-L-O-V-I-A-T-E. Bloviate is a verb that means to speak or write verbosely and windily. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Memphis Flyer by Bruce Van Windgarden. It's a slow night, just a couple of other regulars and our usual bartender, a bright young fellow who seems to enjoy his customers' company, despite our tendency to bloviate. Warren G. Harding is often linked to the word bloviate, but to him it wasn't an insulting word, it simply meant to spend time idly. Harding used the word often in that hanging around sense, but during his tenure as the 29th president from 1921 to 1923, he became associated with the verbose sense of bloviate, perhaps because his speeches tended to the long-winded side. Although he is sometimes credited with having coined the word, it's more likely that Harding picked it up from local slang while hanging around with his boyhood buddies in Ohio in the late 1800s. The term probably derives from a combination of the word blow plus the suffix ate, A-T-E. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.